And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Breaker production of Fortas Institute. The White House recently released its report on the Smithsonian National Museum of American History, and it lands like an indictment. They released it on Independence Day. In the museum, the report finds, traded its founding mission for intersectional critical theory, a framework, as we all know, is rooted in Marxism. So visitors can find exhibits on chess binders and abolishing ICE, but nothing major on George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, or the Revolution itself. Even Flag Day and July 4th programming completely disappeared at an institution collecting over $1 billion taxpayer dollars a year. And the chief recommendation was to put the founders back. And the fact that that needed to be written down is its own scandal. Speaking of the flag, one flew upside down over a Somalia Independence Day celebration at a city park in St. Cloud, Minnesota, on the eve of America's 250th birthday. 500 people were there. The State Democratic Party and the AFL-CIO, whatever that stands for, had booths, but nobody said it right until a caller sent police. The organizers apologized and called it an accident. One local woman, whose husband spent 36 years in uniform, asked the obvious question of who doesn't know how to fly the American flag? An upside-down flag signals distress or protest against the government, which is likely exactly what they were doing. Another guardian of the founding story had its own identity crisis. The Daughters of American Revolution just voted down a bylaw defining woman as born female. So men who identify as women can't apparently keep applying to be daughters. This is the group that runs on documentation, birth records, marriage records, verified lineage. Every application lives or dies on objective fact. Every fact, apparently, except for the first one on the form. Chapters nationwide are actually pushing back, and rightly so. Women built it when they could lead almost nothing else in America. Keeping it theirs isn't hatred, it's history and also biology. And to Ohio, where the woman of the 16 children found in a feces-filled Benton County home last month is asking a judge to slash her $300,000 bond and reunite her with her kids. Prosecutors say those children, 18 months to 18 years old, lived among filth and insects, never saw a classroom, and in their words, almost feral. Seven were hospitalized, and her lawyer's best argument is that she doesn't come across as pure evil. If that's the pitch, that bond sounds probably a little low. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.